Welcome to PodMetro, the official podcast of the Intellectual Property and Technology Law Club, University of Ibadan, bringing you updates from the bustling world of IP.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of PodMetro. Today we'll be having a roundtable discussion. I am Joshua, and with me I have
Ikoluwa, Izzy,
Irawoluwa.
So today we'll be looking at that's an awful lot of cough syrup. That's an awful lot of cough syrup. Background. Okay, so I was calling on my Instagram feed and came across Colery. No more parties.
We don't know Colery.
Now the girl that did no more parties. You've not heard the song. Go and hear the song after. So she did no more part. Anyhow, she was wearing this nice fit shirt. Nice fit, yeah. It was, to an extent, it was nice. But basically, like, no, it was designer. I can't remember the name of the designer now. But anyhow, she was wearing one designer fit. But over the designer fit, they now printed, not an awful lot of cough syrup. Then I remember that I've seen the t-shirts. It's like kind of merchandise. That's an awful lot of cough syrup. And at the time, that was something that would be cool to wear, something that would be nice to have, that kind of stuff. Yes, now, this thing, it's actually really trending at a point, I would say. So, I googled that's an awful lot of cough syrup. Went to their site and stuff. And I was mesmerized. I was mesmerized by the prices. I think people were selling face caps for $250.
In my opinion,
and stuff like that.
Really fine. In my opinion, like they're not fine.
Clothes, they're
attracted by those.
As in, they are just regular sweatshirts. They are regular.
Yes. And then we did that stuff. So we did that stuff. So I was like, okay, this is new. This is nice. This is a nice development. And this is not referring to my word. But I was not thinking about Stan. I was like, this is gay. And why is he selling this stuff? Basic stuff.
For that much.
Yes. Huh. So today we're going to be looking at that enough of cough syrup and the IP behind clothing lines. So, opinions from around the table.
Anyway, guys, in case you didn't hear what Joshua was saying, he's saying that's an awful lot of cough syrup because his voice is very deep. So I think that the background of this phrase is very interesting. As I've been told, they said guy was arrested by cops and he had cough syrups in his car.
It's like if you say he had cough syrup in his car, like, oh, yeah. What is he doing with cough syrup?
Oh yeah, he had Codeine and and the cop made a mention of that's an awful lot of cough syrup. No, that's the quote.
Yeah,
he said that's an awful lot of cough syrup. He must be really sick.
Oh wow, okay.
And that's the moment.
Wow, and then start putting that on merchandise, like, interesting stuff, isn't it? Anyway,
for unreasonably expensive prices, like, why would you even? Okay, the only reason you would want to buy that is if you see someone else say talking about how good it is, because there's no way you would see someone. Ordinary shirts, like, in fact, the first set of merch that we printed were much uglier than the current one. Like, it just used to be black shirts.
What gave you the confidence that the thing was going to sell at all? Oh,
I mean, but then you back career, you know that blown.
Yeah, but I want to say that it's fun. movement 100%, because like if you look at initially when it started, he was still like a small, I feel like he's kind of into fashion, do you get? And like, understand it. You can look at like this describe what people actually said, the star power that he has a lot of connections, and like when celebrities wear stuff, it becomes popular, and that's the same thing that you can see with Astroworld merch. Travis Scott just printed Astroworld on like people just, but although the design for Astroworld is kind of sick, yeah. But you look at, I think there was a time that people even like outraged that Beyonce that she printed every pack on tank tops and that they sent for $40 GG account stuff. So
you would buy it, it's nice, and then the color scheme was also nice. I'm talking of
like it's understandable when something is nice, it's fine. Like I have a motivation to buy it. But first of all, you're printing a phrase that I don't understand. It's not now fine.
Like if you look at it, can see that like there's a lot of drugs, like codeine, that kind of stuff, those kind of jiggets. So when you now say when, so it's kind of cool, like oh, that's an offer of cough syrup, jiggets, like is it in my cup, that's an offer of cough syrup in my cup, jiggets, like is a way for like rappers to like feel themselves, jiggets. That's like, that's how I can get a lot of rappers to wear stuff, do collaborations with.
That Vine was really popular too.
Yes.
Vine used to be really popular before it. Musically took over before TikTok safe. So, yeah,
short days. Short days.
That's subjective.
Yeah.
let's look at the capital.
But
you were
going to say
Desto dub. So let's look at the happy ending. Of course, there has to be some kind of happy ending, because you can't just. It's something that any farmer can print.
Mm-hmm.
Any farmer can print that an awful lot of cough syrup and start selling it. But although this counterfeit will still exist, because I think I looked on Amazon and I saw counterfeits for like much cheaper price. Oh, you can't really distinguish. That's the thing. You might not be able to really distinguish whether it is. So you can say you might not be okay. Maybe you might not get the quality, the clothes itself. Yeah, there might be a difference quality in the quality. Yeah, but it's easy to replicate basically, and there's a lot of counterfeits on Amazon. But the reason no one else will open a pop-up, like a pop-up shop, physical pop-up shop, and say that I'm also selling that an awful lot of cough syrup without his permission.
Yes.
Yeah, it's his trademark.
Did you find any proof?
You're selling this stuff so expensive and you're kind of low-key.
Wait,
it's the audacity for me, oh.
Like,
you see how the guy is not popular, like, on his own, on any platform. His YouTube subscribers are, like, less than 5,000. His Instagram followers, Twitter followers, everything less than 10,000. Like, no, when I even went to, when I checked on YouTube, I saw his subscribers, I was like, maybe he's popular somewhere else, because you know. And I checked Instagram, and I said, okay, I checked Twitter, and like all his tweets will be having like 500 likes. Like, what happens? Even myself, I have more than that sometimes. Like, what goes on? But then I still think a huge factor is his name drops,
of course. Yeah, but that, I think that's what we can see, the power of branding. Branding with a good, I don't know what's really good about it.
I'm waiting for you to say good what?
It's actually a good trademark if you think about it. Do you guess?
Because I guess.
The trademark has a lot of power. And that is the same thing with a lot of this. Okay, let's look at when we're having this NSAS energy. If someone trademarks Sorosuke Joe,
yeah.
like someone like Wizkid. No, okay, let's never say Wizkid. Let's say someone that is a Twitter influencer. Trademark on trademark tours, okay, Joe. Like you move fast on the trademark and you started selling merchandise with Soros Okay Joe on it, and then you get people like Wizkid and Davido to wear your stuff. Before you know it, you're like Nigerian Desto Dub. And you can start doing like all this dope stuff and start selling t-shirts that are made in about for 25,000 naira. Yeah, but it will be with something like Soros Okay Joe, it will be difficult to like kind of claim being the originator.
But there's some white guys
trademarking. You will not claim being the originator. It's forced to trademark.
What I'm saying is that like, if you don't trademark it, do you get? And someone, and then you're trying to challenge someone.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not being hard.
Who will even challenge? Who in Nigeria will say they are the owner that wants one challenge or okay?
Like a common thing to say, it's not like it's a strange thing to say, it's just that answers time and the way you say it. That's what made it popular.
But I feel like it's still trademarkable ultimately, because like doing that for trademarks, you have classes. So I'm guessing that this Desto Dub now, when he trademarked this, he trademarked maybe under clothing, apparel, that kind of stuff. Do you guess? That's an awful lot of cost. So like if you're trying to register, so it's okay. As a trademark under clothing and apparel, it should be like something that will go through GA account stuff. But of course, you also need that that social media hype behind you.
What do you think will happen if an American trademarks this Soros Okay Joe before a Nigerian? We'll get that.
The person that wanted to trademark.
So I would not challenge that one. No, we'll get angry on social media again. I'm like, no, it's us, blah, blah, blah.
First of all, trademarks are, what is it called now? I can't remember the word. What is it not called? They are territorial. Do you get? So if you're registering your trademark, it's probably registered. That's I didn't really see anything with them registering your Yoruba as a trademark. Do you get? It's like, it's another thing that you're saying that, you shouldn't have done that.
That's legally, there's nothing wrong if you do that. It's only morally, everybody will now be offended.
Why can't you? Like, that's the thing, it was just like a moral thing or a thing of, you don't really respect our culture for you to go and dig it. But like by the laws of IP, there's really nothing that stops them from trademarking Yoruba, as we already saw.
Let's look at Nigeria now. You have English. You can't trademark English as in the word English because it's very generic. Do you get? I don't think anybody can grant you that trademark. And now that won't make sense. But like, if there's another culture, is it a culture now? Let's see. I'm trying to think of one. I'm a little bit about that. I'm very
for that white man case, because like Yoruba is a fairly known language, but then there are so many people that do not know it. So for so many people, when they think of Yoruba, the person they will associate with it is a white man. That's kind of weird. But like for the Soros Okay, if somebody that now trademarks it is a Yoruba person, if they now link it to the person, it won't be that strange. But if you think of Yoruba and the first person that comes to mind is a white man, you will vex now.
Respect of their ex order. Imagine. Anyway, back to Desto Dub and it's interesting.
Let's talk about counterfeits. Counterfeits. Last point. Counterfeits and how they affect intellectual property rights. Yeah. So let's have thoughts. Counterfeits. What do you think of counterfeits?
Yeah, counterfeits of basically everything that we owe dear in this world. So basically it affects the rights of the owners of the correct trademark, obviously.
Counterfeits are really cheaper. You know how if there is a counterfeit version of like Nike, they will call it something like Nika or something like. So like those, that's an awful lot of cough syrup. The counterfeit ones, they are spelled exactly the same way. Like, there's no mistake in it.
Yeah, even for this.
I saw that's an awful lot of cough syrup, and I saw that's a awful lot of cough syrup also.
There's also sometimes they also the counterfeit. They also have difference in the spellings. Do you get like for the for yeah like for the, for the lot of now they have like LOTCD like Black American slang and Black American slang, and some will just be like lot of jigger account stuff. But also, I feel like in a way those are just like sloppy counterfeits. Because I remember there was this time I was reading this article about them seizing fake Nike. Is it Nike NDOs now? I don't know. When are you familiar with those sneakers? Nike and Nike, I think it's Nike NDO or Dior. Anyhow, it's Nike. But they like did something with Dior and to make sneakers. Do you get? And like they seized counterfeits at an airport somewhere. I think it was in the US. I can't remember the state now. But they seized counterfeits, do you get? And they seized counterfeits that were like very similar to the original. Do you get?
That's exactly where the problem is. When people can't tell, when the audience can't tell the difference, then the original people like lose out a lot because like, nobody knows.
But like, is it thoughts on counterfeit and how they affect you?
The only way somebody will be bothered, like somebody like me, will be bothered about seeing another person wear counterfeit or buying counterfeit is because I like the person and I want the person to get the money, so I wouldn't. But if I don't like you, honestly, I won't be bothered. Like,
so which one? You wouldn't buy a counterfeit, right?
I wouldn't buy a counterfeit if I know it's counterfeit, but then I would not actively be telling other people that, oh, this thing is fake, don't buy it. But then if I actually like the original creator of telling other people, ah, you're buying fake of this stuff. If I don't like the person, it won't contact me. So I won't buy it though, but I won't be bothered.
Well, as I advocate, I encourage you not to buy counterfeits. Please just go for it. Because it's also just for generally, don't buy counterfeits. Counterfeits are bad for you. Thoughts on what do you think we can do about counterfeits in markets, on in the online markets? What do you think can be done?
That not much can be done. You can't stop people from doing. Now, if somebody is now doing it on like a big scale, that's when something can be done. But you can't tell me that Nike
in the US,
they know that people are here printing Nika. How would they even know? They can't know. So,
Nike partnering with WhatsApp to track down.
What?
Yeah, like Nike.
I can't remember the brand. Yeah, and I think another brand also. All these luxury brands partner with Facebook to crack down on those guys selling.
Wow.
Yeah. So if they've done it on Facebook, you can never know. They can carry it on to WhatsApp. Uh-huh. But that will mean that they'll be...
that you even see. It's only the person that has already bought it that will now... No, maybe if you're even wearing it safe, like you buy it and you're wearing it.
Ah, but you can't have that one. The person that's already bought it that is wearing it. What's my own? I just bought it now.
Yes, from people that are producing it and making it available for me to wear. So.
I just remember actually that I've been seeing a lot of Jesus is King merch on the streets.
Which street?
And now Jesus is King. Kanye West album. That's gospel
does
album.
Does he have a merch for it? He himself.
I think he does.
Because if he does, they have taken the idea.
It's like super rare. And like, I'm just saying that it's like about boys type of stuff. Yeah, that kind of 5K Jesus is King merchandise. But anyhow, guys, don't buy counterfeits.
Guys, don't buy counterfeits. We're signing out.
Patronize the owner of the FPI idea and encourage them to do more. So, alright.
In case you don't have any reason to do that, just think of it was your business, yeah? You wouldn't like if I bought the counterfeit of what you are working too hard to produce.
Thank you for listening. Please let us know what you think on Twitter and Instagram at IPTLC_UI. Until the next episode, bye bye.